They are $6.48 at Walmart.
I will give you $6.
I will give you the $7. I will give you.
On Cash App, I'm gonna give it to you.
There's one for $2.50 on Temu.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to Threesome of Grown Men. This is Nick, accompanied by Shelton and Austin.
Please tell me it's recording.
It's recording. Okay,
dude, I was about to get mad. I was actually going to go home.
Oh, man.
So what you guys don't know is we just tried recording this episode like four times because Shelton wouldn't hit record.
I wasn't.
He wasn't
apparently not good enough.
The audio, I had not given it a stereo input, and it was technically recording. It just wasn't recording anything.
Okay, okay.
Oh man.
Golly, that's
stupid.
Great.
Oh, we cut again.
No, I'm kidding. So what's been going on, guys?
No.
Didn't we have something we were going to talk about this episode?
Oh, yeah, we'll get to it in a second.
Okay, I was just making sure I wasn't crazy.
No, you're talking to yourself, dude. I'm hanging in there like a loose tooth right now.
Yeah, I got you. This is day two of moving, so after we're done here, I got to go start on the shed and get a bunch of little stuff, mostly clothes now, but I'm so not looking forward to day two, man. Day two is always the hardest. It's always the little stuff.
We moved in one day from Silverwood to my current apartment.
If I would have had a U-Haul where I could have stacked
high. Yeah, you moved in one day, but all you moved was your stuff. Like, he's moving his and Caitlin's stuff, and they've been married for how many years?
Going on five years.
Moving from this apartment's going to suck.
Yes, watching him move, that's what I was saying. I'm like, man, we're going to have to move this sectional the next time we move.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's going to be so heavy. Bed. I'm going to be out of town when y'all move.
Yep. Well, and what's funny is we had to move two couches. We moved my current couch that I had in the Bradburn. And then we bought a brand new 7-piece sectional that we had to move.
And it looks nice.
Yeah. So it's very comfortable. But so today's focus, we could have moved in one day too. If I would have had a U-Haul, I could have stacked high.
Yeah.
But I didn't have enough time to go get one, and it was already Thursday and I wasn't gonna worry about it. So we got a couple trucks and a trailer. I mean, we've been busting tail. I mean, we've been hauling.
See, we took two trips and a trailer. With mine,
yeah.
We had our brother Icky's truck.
Yep.
We had Shell's car, and then I think we had Jay Sean. We had Jay's car, but mind you, I didn't have a lot of stuff. I mean, I had furniture. Like Shelton can attest, all I had was knickknacks, clothes, and furniture.
Well, literally, like. Of course, the focus is always you get big stuff first.
Right.
So we got my entire bedroom moved, my entire living room moved. We've got the entire back room moved.
Mm-hmm.
So we got my living room done. All my TVs are taken over. Mm-hmm. All the like essential stuff that you need is already moved. Now I'm focusing on I've got like my grill, my lawnmower, mm-hmm. some like Christmas decorations, my Christmas tree, like little stuff like that that can fit in the back of my truck and my tailgate.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of stuff that's today. Like all of her clothes that she left hanging up, mm-hmm. like that's what's left. So it's not like nothing major.
Yeah.
We got all the big stuff yesterday in four loads. We had a 16-foot trailer. So, I mean, mm-hmm. we loaded that thing down. We had my truck, Teddy's truck, Teddy and Brittany's truck, Tyler's Jeep, which has got a 5-foot bed on it, and then the 16-foot trailer. So we had plenty. I mean, we was stacked to the gills. So, I mean, we got a lot moved yesterday. You'll have to come to the house and see. Like, we got a lot done.
They did.
We got a lot done yesterday, but hopefully I can get majority of it today. So it's gonna be fun, man.
Speaking of lawnmower, so I have a push mower that my dad has had forever. When we moved into the house, we didn't have a whole lot of money to buy like a lawnmower. I just don't even have a rake. Like,
you do or do not?
Do not.
Okay, I don't either.
But I've been using his lawnmower, and it was when we picked it up, we had a hard time getting it started, and we figured a couple things out. It is old. Like,
if you want to buy my lawnmower, I got to start putting money. I got 2.5 acres that I have to mow, mm-hmm. and
holy
I really
crap.
Don't
you gotta
feel
get a zero turn.
I really don't feel like push mowing. So
yeah, I wouldn't push more of that. But the ripcord.
Talk about it. Talk about a workout.
I think So I probably stopped mowing in like October.
Yeah, it's usually
August or September, closer to the end of like the summer, my ripcord broke, like tore off. And so this is the most like redneck like thing in my shed. I have almost a whole roll of duct tape on my ripcord so that I can grab it and just pull, because I'm gonna run this thing until it doesn't run.
Yeah, I get it, man.
You know you can replace the ripcord, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to let you. I don't
have money for the ripcord.
how much is it?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
He looked. It's like $250. He's like, son of a.
Oh, I'm sure it's like $3.
You used $8 worth of duct tape.
Duct tape, yeah.
He already had the duct tape. That's the only reason.
I
already had the duct tape, and I was already going to spend 30 minutes trying to get my weed eater to work. So I was just going.
That's another thing I got to buy.
Yeah, like weed eaters.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Man, and let me tell you this. So when I moved into the Bradburn almost 3 years ago, Walmart was doing a deal where they had, their brand is like that Hyper Tough or whatever.
Yeah.
So they had a deal going on where it was a weed eater. It was a battery operated weed eater and little blower. Okay. Perfect little size. I mean, I'm short, so I don't need nothing.
Yeah, you don't need a.
I don't need no hoss.
They are $6.48 at Walmart.
I will give you $6.48. Request it on Cash App, and I will give it to you.
Yeah. There's one for $2.50 on Temu. Yeah.
Don't get that on TV.
Don't get that on TV. Yeah.
You gotta pay $9.95 for shipping. Do not.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
It'll get here in 2 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Dude, Temu does take forever to get here.
There's one. There's a sale going on. There's one at Walmart for $1.68.
Take my card. Go right now.
Go. Yeah, we will quit recording. So you can go get that recorded.
No, dude. I'll just stick with my duct tape. It's fun.
He's so ignorant.
That is.
He's doing it for story purposes. That's the only reason he's keeping it the way it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is what you call not using your resources.
Listen, our shed right now does not have like a functioning door. It's got a door that I put in front of like the doorway to try to make it look like it's closed. So if it's got duct tape on it, no one's going to steal it. So,
not a bad thought.
I'm not about to go we get need a zero to turn and put I'm, it in a I'm shed about to that
find
I can't
you.
Lock.
I'm about to just give you money and help you find a new place to stay.
No, I'm good. We'll be out.
He's like, there's not a door on the shed. Just apply what I found on the ground when I moved in.
Yeah. We're hoping to start house hunting at the end of this year or maybe next year.
We're looking at a house right now.
Buying or renting? What's the plan?
Buy. Just a first home. Nothing crazy. Just something to...
I got you.
Y'all weren't kids for a while, so that's probably...
Well, I don't know if I can still keep beating her off with a stick.
I got a bigger stick you need. I don't... I failed beating mine off with a stick, so...
Yeah, I'm kidding. So, I mean, part of it, man.
Well, I had to get her to quit. I hope she doesn't mind me saying this. I had to get something to help her and myself quit spending money just left and right. And so I told her when we came back from Nashville, I said, listen, when we get our finances under control, we get all our bills paid off, and we are under $500 each on our credit cards, I'll put a baby in you. So
Shelton's ragging up that credit card.
Then she goes. Then I looked at her and I said, so is that Sheen order for that Easter stuff that you want to get us? Is it really that important? She goes, nope. So
that's
man's
got
a bargain with his wife about it. Me and Chloe.
Well, no, dude.
Ours just happened.
Yeah.
When Chloe got pregnant, which mind you, we lost the baby, but when she got pregnant, it was like, okay, we're ready to be parents. And, they gave us the clear at the end of the month to start trying again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to. And that's why I'm like, we got to have a house. Because those stairs are rough on you guys going up them. Imagine my wife being pregnant having to get up those things.
Yeah, no, she's going
to
be living room ridden.
I told her, I said, we're not putting a bobsled and I'm not pulling you up by rope every night, dude. You're going to sleep on that couch and love it. So we're looking at houses right now. And the one that we found that I'm in love with has stained concrete floors. So I can just trash my shampooer, or if you get a house with carpet, you can have it.
Absolutely not.
I'm trashing
so
it.
So glad I don't have carpet.
Trashing
anymore. I've got to shampoo the Bradburn one last time.
Yeah.
I'm glad we don't have a
rug anymore.
Oh, dude, we've got a rug in our new house, and it looks so good.
It does.
Until Max and Marcy go on it, and then you're gonna.
I have been so proud of them. They have went outside ever since we got to the house.
Really?
They have not one time in
it's
the house.
It's probably because they have so much. Because well, one, you don't actually watch them now.
And I think that they got so used to the grass and the carpet kind of feeling very similar, mm-hmm. and so now that there's just hardwood, like they're like, ugh, this feels weird.
See, Lilith, she won't like potty in the kitchen mm-hmm. because of just how it feels.
Yeah, and I think that's what Marcy and Max is. So that's the one good thing that we've noticed so far.
I'm just excited because stained concrete floors, mm-hmm. dude, if they go in the house, I can just throw two paper towels down, get the Swiffer, and we're done.
Where is it at? What's the price? So what's all that stuff? Obviously, you're not going to
need
that.
Is it a house or an apartment? It is a house. It is a 3-bed, 2-bath. It's got like 1,500 square foot.
Amen.
It's got a huge backyard fenced in already. Got good. A shed. Got a nice little patio. Like I say patio. Bro. It's got a concrete slab in the back.
You said shed. Let me just tell you this.
We really are the Finance Bros podcast now.
Let me just tell you this. I called this guy. So, Brother Eric has got that trailer business that he does. Uh-huh. Okay. So, I called him. So, we have a 32-foot shed mm-hmm. on Keller's Chapel Road. It's Caitlin's family land that they have in Jonesboro. On that, when they bought the land, they put a trailer out there. They got this huge work shed because her dad, was real big into that. So it's just sat out there all of these years when their trailer burned. They kept the land. They still have the deed. Well, eventually we're going to sell the land. And then, because we just have no use for it, we're not moving to Jonesboro. That's not in our cards. We're just not interested in it.
Right.
So I was like, man, that shed would literally be freaking perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I called this dude that Brother Eric sent me to, and I said, hey, I've got this, the shed that I need moved. He said, you'd be good. You got a rollback, and, gave him all the information. He was like, he said, I could help you, but one, I don't have nothing that big. Two, I'd have to go through a bunch of loops to get it moved. I'd have to do, he said that the people that they go through, you got to have a certain day of time. You got to have like permits, and then you got to get oversized signs and sirens and people out in front of you yep. and behind you. He said it's just a big old hassle, so he doesn't do anything that big. So then he sent me to another guy that I've got to call. So I called them, and they were going to try to charge me like $3,000 to move it. And I'm like, man. Like
I can just get cardboard and write oversized, and we can find a way to get there.
Yeah, let's see how the straight troopers feel about that.
We'll just do it in Sharpie like they do. Red Sharpie.
Just do it at night.
Man, I honestly, it's a big shop. Like, it's probably too big for what I need, to be honest.
Right.
It would have just been nice to have it just because of the, what's the word I'm looking for?
Sentimental value.
Thank you. So that's the real reason I wanted to get it, but I mean, I'm just going to buy a shop eventually. I mean, we bought this house for the next 30 years. I can do what I want. I mean, eventually I can just put a shop out there.
You can build one, yeah.
So I mean, that's kind of the
goal. Get one pre-built. Don't build it from the ground up
yourself. Do I look like a handyman?
No, but
I'd go to put a hammer in and hit my thumb.
You going to put a hammer in?
Yeah.
You're going to install a hammer.
That's what I'm saying.
He's going to install a hammer
in. I'd put a hammer in and nail my thumb.
I would nail my thumb. I'd nail it right down the bone like I've done a million times already.
Oh, man.
That
makes me think of those nail gun injuries.
Oh yeah. Those are...
I
work with a nail gun. Please stop.
Fingernail.
Hey, I remember one time I was helping my papa and Leif redo his shingles on his roof, and he didn't tell me that there was a wet spot in the roof. So I'm sitting there scraping his shingles off, and I step off in that wet spot. I go right through it. I go, golly. So I am a klutz. That's why I don't do stuff like that. I try to avoid all of that.
That's why he's got young boys to help him from the youth.
No. Absolutely. The last time I remember Austin doing something like that was...
I fell through the church.
Well, I wasn't there for that one.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm thinking about when you helped us at Delta Medical. We were tearing that carpet up 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even longer than that. We pulled it up and it just smelled like vomit.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that. Was in there with no lights on in that one little room. Yeah, I do remember that. I remember after we was done, I was laying on the bed, and Aaron goes, "Will you get up?" And I go, "This is real comfortable."
they had carpet. They wanted it tore up, and they wanted the fake wood flooring put in.
Oh, the not laminate, but... Or is it laminate?
Linoleum, I think.
Linoleum.
No. It looks like wood.
Kind of like this.
But it clips almost. Into, exactly like this, kinda but it like clips into place.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know, I used to work with the, like, hand in hand with the flooring guy. I should know what this is. I'm disappointed in myself.
And so, yeah, actually exactly like this, just darker.
Yeah.
And we did it then.
Is it still there?
A couple years later, we added more to it. And then a few years later, we added even more to it. And I tell you what, my knees hurt after putting that stuff
in. Oh, yeah, dude. That ain't.
You're just crawling around on all fours all day. Like,
yeah, huh. It ain't fun, man. It wouldn't fun.
No, that's why I would never do flooring.
Which they've got pads and stuff like that, but, yeah. You know, it's just.
Yeah, and they have little things that the cashiers can stand on that don't do anything either, so.
That is true.
Hey, yes, they do.
They did nothing for me at Lowe's.
Listen, man, when you're standing on that, like that gel or whatever versus the concrete, it may not seem like a difference. And your feet are still going to hurt even if you're standing on that gel.
Talking about that little black little pad-looking mm-hmm. thing. It's not real high. I know what you're talking about.
But okay. Standing on that versus standing on concrete all day, dude, that concrete will tear your legs up.
I remember when I was working in Jonesboro.
And when you get older, yep. Like, that's when you'll really feel
well,
it.
Well, I work in a factory on concrete floor. So, yeah, I'll feel it when
so
I'm
enjoy.
About 45.
Yeah, you sure will, dude. I remember working in Jonesboro just doing that for that short period of time. Like, just in all of those homes, like those just the base of it where it's just all exposed. Mm-hmm. I remember crawling on beams and all on that concrete, pulling wires and stuff, dude. It was not fun.
So probably one of the worst experiences I've had with like walking as much as I did at my old job.
Yeah.
Was one, it was on concrete, and two, there was a point where I would work 5-day runs where I finally got a consistent Monday through Friday job.
Yeah.
And so we would get up early in the morning. We'd be done a few hours afternoon. But if I wasn't careful, I would start to chafe. Man, it was bad. So I got a little bit of junk in the trunk. You know, like I got a pretty decent size butt.
Decent.
And with that comes the chafing.
Comes with the territory.
Boy, double-cheeked up on a Saturday morning.
And comes so the territory. Whenever that would happen on, like, Tuesday, and then I had to work 3 more days.
Ooh.
Oh, dude.
I'm fat, so I have big thighs. I get that chub rub going.
Oh, me too,
and
dude.
I'm, like, hurting, and Chloe's like, what's wrong? I said, I'm fat.
I walk into Mom's office, and I'll be like, it always happens. It never fails whenever I'm at one of the hospitals that I go to very consistently, the one that TJ was at.
Yeah.
I'll wear the wrong underwear, something will happen, and they ride up, and then my thighs start rubbing on my jeans. And I'll have to go into Mom's office and be like, listen, I need y'all to give me 10 minutes before you send me another order.
I was at Camp Yada one time, and I was given, like, this chafe rub. You know, like, those little perfume bottles that's got, like, the roll top that you just kind of roll on? You know? There's, like, a chafe rub that comes in one of those little things, and you just kind of rub it around, like, where you could potentially chafe. Miracle worker, bro.
I'm about to order that right now.
That sounds like a million-dollar product.
Sammy found it, and it comes in, like a cream that you could do it, or it comes in a little roller. And when we go to camp this year, I'm bringing like 2 or 3.
That's awesome.
So yeah, so definitely have to look into that because I at camp it's hot. You're in the middle of summer.
Hot,
I mean,
I'm walking all the
that's
time.
That's
gonna
be useful for me.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
if
dude.
If I get that job.
Yeah, man. So definitely, I'll try to find it and send it to y'all. We'll promote it.
We'll promote
maybe
it.
They'll sponsor us.
Yeah. We'll do a sponsor with them and Superhuman.
Hey, dude, I'm still waiting for him to hit our line. Please email us.
Please, dude.
Please call. Please email.
But yeah, man. So that's one thing. I'm not looking forward to summer.
No.
Like, everybody's been complaining about the winter time, and like, I don't know if I'm ready for the summer. I'm a big dude. I sweat real easily. I don't feel like going through 3 shirts a day.
Yeah, I don't like the 10-degree weather, but then also I don't like the fact that we go from that to 2 weeks of spring and then straight into summer. Like, thankfully, we've had some pretty good days.
This week has been really nice.
It was.
It's a little cold at the end, but, like, we're supposed to have a pretty decent-looking week next week. And, like, this is the time of year that I live for. Like, just go out, go for some runs, maybe go throw the football with the family, play some kickball. Now would be a perfect time to get, like, a big old church kickball thing going on. Yeah.
Hello.
All you hear is boom.
Or you hear boom, boom, boom. Oh, man, that's funny.
Got a pile up on
God. I've never been in like a, well, I guess I've been in a serious wreck, but like nothing like a pile up before, so that'd be kind of messed up.
No, I've never been in a wreck.
Oh, God, I have. I've been a couple.
I have.
I've been.
Not even as a passenger have I ever been in a wreck.
Oh, I have. I've been in one wreck where it's been like I've been involved, like mm-hmm. me as the driver, and then I've been in a couple wrecks where it's like me, my mom got I get this messed up all the time. When the back of your car gets smashed, what's that called?
Rear-ended.
T-boned is when they hit you from on the side of the car. Yeah. Okay. For some reason, I can never.
And then
never
head on it. Is when you hit
head. Head on. Okay. So I've never had a head on collision.
Yep.
What if you told them you get hit in the back? That's head on.
I should have done that.
Yeah. So I've never been in a head on collision. I've been T-boned once, and then I've been rear-ended twice.
Man.
Yeah. So first time I ever been a wreck was with my mom. Mm-hmm. It was like 6 o'clock in the morning. She was taking me to my mama's house right down the road, and this lady dropped her phone. If I remember correctly, mom said she dropped her phone, and she bent down to kind of pick it up, and she just kind of so if this is the middle lane, mm-hmm. she was in the first lane over, and she just kind of veered off. And you know, for some reason, human anatomy, when you go to bend over, she just kind of pressed the gas a little harder, mm-hmm. and so when she did it, we was at a complete stop waiting to turn, just rammed right into us. My mom's seat broke, and Lexus was in the car seat. Mom's seat broke and fell back on me like this, so I was kind of pinched in between my car seat and my mom's seat, and so that's probably the worst one I've ever been in.
I can't count being a passenger for what happened to Chloe in December, considering I was out of the car and the car was off.
That's just a wild story.
That's wild.
Stupid a little. Like,
that is those freak accidents, like, you laugh at people for having. And then when you have one of your own, you're like, wow, they're real.
Dude, and it is scary.
Oh, yeah. I just can't believe the lady, like, drove over herself. Like, that's what I can't get.
I'm
going to
tell you right now, we're still fighting with the insurance.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not fighting. I mean, it's just, it's a crawl is the basic word. It's a crawl. Because they finally, I think, approved paying for the medical bills. Now we're just waiting to get her back pay and then pain and suffering.
Yeah.
And little Chloe, I said, depending on how much all that is,
yeah,
we're going to pay on some bills or we're going to Disney. Which one do you want? And she's like,
hopefully you chose bills.
I think
that's what I'm hoping she does.
Yeah.
I had to get an extension on our light bill.
Really?
Because, you know, she was out for that one, which, mind you, God bless her. Something's always happened to that poor girl.
That dude, she's always sick or always out missing.
And poor it's nothing she can help either.
No,
that's what
dude,
sucks.
She just has the worst luck with that stuff, man.
It's like, oh, hey, I'm in the hospital because I'm having to have surgery for this. Oh, hey, I'm in the hospital for surgery for this. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, I'm in the hospital because of something bad that happened. And I'm like, we're not going to the hospital after January. Mm-hmm. And then we're in the hospital in February because she's having chest pains. And they're like, go to the ER. I'm like, can we stop doing this? I told her, I said, March is our month. Mm-hmm. March is our month.
I think the worst car wreck I've been in, there's two that kind of match. One of them, my mom was, I'm pretty sure she was arguing with Daniel. And
I'd put $20 on that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they were fighting. I was in the front seat. Pretty sure they were fighting. She hung up on him. And he called her back, and she was going to get her phone. And she looks up, lights red. She goes, oh,
Boom.
And then we T-boned somebody. Pastor and Sarah were at – it was on Ray Street, that light at Ray Street.
Oh, yeah.
They're at the Sonic right next to us. So they come over and check on us. They go and they check on – mom's kind of rattled. We're all
shaking
rattled.
Shaking up, yeah.
They check on Kennedy, make sure she's okay, because she was a baby, like still with the car seat with the back facing mom's.
Oh gosh! Oh wow!
Yeah, baby. We were all fine. Kennedy, yeah, all of us were fine. The guy had like a couple cuts on him because it broke his window. And so he had a couple cuts on him, and they took him out on a stretcher with a C-collar on. But I think he was fine.
Yeah.
Just.
See, Rex.
And then the other one was my first wreck driving. I'd been driving for about 6-7 months, and I was on my way to work. I had to stop by my one of my ex's houses. They were out of town and wanted me to watch their dog. So I had to go do that, and then I had to go to work. So I was leaving. I was in a little bit of a rush because I'd forgotten I needed to go check on the dog. And I'm going, and it was at an intersection, and I had the right of way. I didn't have a stop sign, and the other two roads did. Well, dude, in a, I think it was a Yukon, looks in my direction, obviously didn't see me, and then pulls out, and I try to brake, but I can't. And so I hit him, and I'm in a small enough car that I hit his tire.
Amen.
Totals my car. I at least, I think, four of my airbags deployed. We're able to get it over. Totals the car. I'm fine other than, like, some soreness, and my hip was a little, like, it was really sore because it kind of got pushed in a little bit. And the dude, like, I don't think it may have messed up, like, his steering a little bit where he had to get it realigned. But yeah. His vehicle's fine. So, but I still had to go to work. I went to work, and the most eerie thing about it was the place that I worked was like a fast food Italian kind of restaurant, and the breadsticks smelled like my airbags. So every time a new batch of breadsticks came out, I was like, oh. Like having like flashbacks.
That's not funny. Lord forgive me, but I've never heard that one before. That's interesting.
It was rough.
Okay, define what's a wreck to me real quick. Reason I ask is because I've been in a wreck, like a personal wreck, where it's like I was coming down that little hill at Walmart, like up on the hill, and where that last row of cars can be, there's a stop sign now, but there used to not be. And the reason they put one up was because of me. So I'm down at the hill, and usually I remember there was always a stop sign there, so I just kept going. So there was a car that was coming this way, and when it did, it completely hit my front end. Messed up my entire driver's side, like my axle, all of it. My headlight was gone, like, and I had to drive it home. And so I called my mom, and I was like, hey, Mom, do I have insurance? And she goes, oh, my God, what did you do? So we get there. Everything's fine. told them my car out, of course, but it was like, you know, it was fine. But the reason I ask is because I remember first time I ever went out to Walcott, you know, it's one big loop.
I know this story.
Okay. You know, it's one big loop. Okay. I didn't know that at the time. I've never been here before. So we're playing follow the leader. Okay. So we pull out and we cut back to the left because we're like, oh, we can go both ways. So park ranger pulls over the leader of the bunch. He's in the car and he gets him out, starts asking questions. My mom calls and we all come to like a stop. We're in a single file line. And my mom calls and she's like, yo, you got to go. You got to dip. So I dip. So I throw it in reverse. I back it up and I run into the sign. I completely split the Welcome to Crowley's Ridge sign. And I dip off and I go the other way. And the cop sees me hit the sign and dip off. And he goes, hey, do you know who's in that car? He goes, what kind of car was it? And my buddy goes, we was in a navy blue Nissan Sonata. And my buddy goes, oh, I don't know. I think it was a black Dodge Charger. And so we dip. So I guess if you consider that a wreck, then...
No, I'll just consider that a hit and run.
Here's my theology on that.
I have to arrest
you
for that
one. If a tree falls in the forest and no one can hear it, does it make a sound?
I've never been there. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
That's tough.
The world may never know.
Have been...
How many licks does it take?
To get to the center of a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
Tootsie Pop.
That's it.
That's it, man. All right, well, we're almost out of time, so I think we're going to wrap up here. Y'all got anything to say?
As always, thank you for the support. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. We would like to apologize for the mishap not before the last episode. So hopefully nothing like that will ever happen again. Hopefully we can get this stuff figured out. We hope that you are continuing to enjoy the content. Like us on all of our socials, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Tell your friends, give us a 5-star rating, and we'll see y'all soon.
As always, guys, we appreciate you. We love you. Without y'all's support, we couldn't do what we do. And as always, guys, stay weird.
Yes. Thank you guys for everything. We're hoping that if we say it to you 3 times, you'll believe us when we say thank you and that we appreciate you.
Yeah. Just reassure.
Yes, yes. Like Austin said, reach out to us on our socials. Also, don't be afraid to email us at 3sgm2022@gmail.com.
Also, I want to say this. If we ever say anything or you hear something on here that you don't like, also let us know about that kind of stuff as well. We need to know what you guys are enjoying, what you guys are not. We're not going to get offended or upset about what you guys don't like, but we want to continue to produce stuff that you do like. So if there's something that you hear and you don't like it, you can either fast forward and you can tell us about it, or we can't fix what we don't know. So continue to reach out to us and let us know how we can continue to make this a great experience for everybody.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll see you in the next episode.
Till next time.
Peace.